invited to show artwork at the Biennale of Venice would be a career highlight for most. And two Atlanta-based artists are among those holding that honor. The biannual Contemporary Visual Art and Architecture exhibition opened among the canals and plazas of the Italian city in late May. And producer Mike John spoke with the sculptor and the architect behind one of the works on display.
Atlanta-based artist Boyana Ginn, architect Bill Carpenter, freshly back from the Venice Biennale, where you were invited to exhibit work. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.
Your installation, a collaborative project, is titled Presence. Can you describe what it is, what audiences see when they walk into the space?
Well, we had this little site, which was space around the stairway in a old Palazzo Mora,
which is this beautiful palazzo right off the Grand Canal in Venice and a real centerpiece of the Biennale.
And the space is kind of challenging because it's narrow, but it's very tall. So we wanted to use that aspect. When you come in, you see the stairway, and then right next to it is a very tall wooden sculpture. And behind it, there is a video projection that kind of works with the space, with its shape. And it looks as if light's coming out of the sculpture. Even though the projector is underneath it, what you see is like a light in the middle of the structure coming out, and it's on the walls.
The concept just of presence is that when you walk into the stairwell, the sculpture is like a body, you know, that you interact with, and it kind of expresses the movement up the stairway. But we were working collaboratively, both outside the normal boundaries of our disciplines. So I thought that was really exciting because when Lightroom was invited, we immediately thought of Boyana because she's working in the areas of new media and projection art.
We were a little bit, you know, should I say scared? Because we were preparing work for something that it's, you know, across the Atlantic. And it's always good, actually, to see the space and feel the space. And when you're at the site, you always discover something. And we were not sure what we're going to discover. But actually, when we came there, it worked perfect. So we were relieved.
So, Bill, you were an architect. You founded Lightroom, which was mentioned recently in Creative Loafing for the artist studio and living space project Cloudland that you're
working
on.
That's right, yes. Can
you talk about how this collaboration fits into that idea of architecture? And earlier you mentioned that, you know, there's a little bit of a crossover, architecture and art.
We're really trying to redefine the normal practice of architecture and move outside of those normal boundaries, let's just say, of designing and building, moving into the fine arts. So I'm really interested in that. I serve currently as president of the Atlanta AIA, the American Institute of Architects, and I'm really working hard to connect the AIA with the arts community in the city. But in this collaboration, what we've really tried to do is elevate both of our games, you know, elevate both of our approaches. And so the first time we did that was a project called Urban Fronts, which was in a vacant storefront last year. And then we built upon that with the Venice project. You want to add to that?
Yeah.
I think that was perfect.
Okay.
So, and the theme there at the Palazzo Mora, the theme of the events taking place there was time, space, and existence.
Yes.
And
yes.
Boyana, I know that your work in the past has dealt a lot with biology, with life sciences,
yes,
as applied to sculpture.
Yes.
Can you talk about how is that in play with presence?
Yes. Well, I think even though work was influenced by biology, in the sense that, like, in life, there's always something happening. Like when you look into a body, into a cells, or even deeper, there's always some kind of process. So I build the lines, the videos, as a process of manipulation of a line. And I think my work was going that way, but what was happening, maybe not consciously, is that my shapes were very mathematical. I was actually working with biomathematical concepts. And by as such, they were very, I think, architectural.
A lot of angles and
yes, angular and straight lines. And that was a work, actually, that another architect, Michael Carroll, who's also a very good friend, he noticed our work and liked it, and he actually arranged the exhibition. And then I think the work spoke to different architects.
Now, the Venice, the Biennale is a significant art exhibition that takes place every biannually, mm-hmm. hence the mm-hmm. name. Can you talk about the significance of being invited as Atlanta-based artists to participate? And how was it that you were chosen to go?
I would say for both of us, it's the highlight of our careers. It's a real honor to be able to go. There was also another firm from Atlanta that was exhibiting in another location, that Max Scoggin and Merrill Elam, they were exhibiting in the American Pavilion. But this was really an honor for us. How were we invited? I think they've been watching Lightroom's work, and then we pitched the idea that we would work as a collaboration several times, and they seemed to like the ideas. And then the next thing was actually figuring out how to get everything there and the kind of logistics. But that's really the history of it. But it's a significant honor for us.
Yeah. It really is. And I think for me, we had so much to do. It was an amazing opportunity that presented itself. And we had to prepare a project. We had to raise funds. We had to find a fabricator. There was so much work involved that I feel that right now, after everything is done, I can actually look back and see what happened.
So you were actually, I mean, you were there in Venice working on putting the installation together. But outside of the work that you were doing, can you describe what was happening there at the exhibition?
Yeah, the whole Biennale event.
Yeah.
It's truly overwhelming. There is so many locations and so many architects coming together. Our installation is inside was organized by European Cultural Center, and that's a building where they operate. But there are many other locations, and most famous probably the Arsenali. You get lost. You really get lost. And for me as a sculptor, I mean, I do variety of media, but I think in my heart of hearts, I'm a sculptor. And this Biennale was very sculptural. Even though there are architects coming, they really wanted to elevate it. And so there's lots of artistic sensibility. And so just walking endless hours from one exhibition to another, like a kid in a candy shop, it was overwhelming. And for me, you know, like ideas are very important. And so actually going to somewhere where the best ideas join together, it's very stimulating. And also it gives you this maybe clearer picture where you are situated as a creative person. Are your ideas contemporary? So you validate yourself through that. And it also helps you determine where you want to go or with whom to connect. I myself did not have enough time to see everything.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Boyana, you were mentioning the sort of fundraising efforts that that led to the two of you being able to actually go physically to Venice.
Exactly.
Who was involved in that?
Yes. Well, we got a little help from European Cultural Center. But we also had to raise our own funds because exhibition is 6 months running and they need a little bit of help. And so Atlanta community was very supportive to us. And there are many gallery owners and artists who helped us. I'm just going to say a couple of names.
Please.
Of people who gave most of the funds and time. But everybody, you know who you are. Thank you so much. So special thanks to Susan Bridges, Nancy Hoof and her wonderful mom, Nina, Jessica White, Marion Limbert, Melissa Ferrandere, and yes, not to forget Diane Bruno, who helped us also financially, but she actually encouraged me to do fundraising, which was something I never did before. So it's all very new experience.
I'm really interested in what from this experience you guys are bringing back to Atlanta and to our artistic and architectural communities here.
I think, regardless to my work, I am thinking a lot as somebody who does sculpture installation and video. I think a lot about materiality, and because as an artist, I'm also a consumer, and I'm very conscious of ecological situation. And so I like to choose materials that I feel are healthier for environment, and materials that I, like if I would imagine a perfect future, how would I imagine a technology coming together with the natural world and healing those two and placing them in some kind of synergy? That I think I saw those ideas of environmental consciousness a lot at the Biennale.
I think for me it'll be really interesting to go and get the piece and bring it home, you know, because we brought it there in suitcases because that was the only way we could ship it, and it floated in by gondola. And so I think that's, you know, getting it there and getting it home is important to me as an artist.
It was very adventurous,
you know. And you know, the Biennale is what everyone aspires to in the art world. It's the most respected art exhibition in the world. In the former Whitney Biennial and the Chicago Biennial and Art Basel, all those are really patterned after the Venice Biennale. And I think what's really interesting to me this year, you know, they alternate 1 year focusing on the fine arts and the next year focusing on architecture, which is really interesting that they just focus on architecture, and that's what was happening this year. So what the chair, Alejandro Araveda, really set out there was the notion of social consciousness, the architect's place within the community and the world. So for me, that's what I take back as we continue to work on this. I think the notion of moving outside the normal boundaries, your comfort zone, makes you a better artist, makes you a better architect. Certainly for me, that's happened here.
Mm-hmm. If you're lucky enough to be heading to Venice anytime soon, Presence is currently installed at the Palazzo Mora in the European Cultural Center. How long does that exhibition run?
Through mid-November.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Boyan again. William Carpenter, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
for having us, Mike.
Thanks.